Last thing I want to ask you about is I was talking to Eric Weiner and Cliff Huddis, and they're interested in doing a study of delayed fulvestrant, particularly in people who've had AIs in the adjuvant setting. Mm-hmm. That same kind of model as delayed AIs, the way they did it with letrozole. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that kind of strategy?
I think that that's a very reasonable strategy. I think it's almost the reverse of what we've seen, which was using tamoxifen and anti-estrogen, and then after 5 years coming in with an AI. What people are now doing is reversing that sequence, in a sense, using 5 years of an AI, and this time coming in with an anti-estrogen. This time it's a different anti-estrogen, and I do support the concept of it being a pure anti-estrogen rather than tamoxifen. I think it's a great concept. I think one of the questions will be, what should be the control arm? Should it be nothing, as in MA17, placebo? Or should it be an AI continued beyond 5 years?
Or tamoxifen.
So I think those are all discussions to be had as to what the control would be. But I do, and I think the other advantage potentially of that study is that in the first instance, you could probably see that study running for 3 years as a duration. And for injections for women, I think there's been a huge change in that in the last 10, 15 years. Endocrine therapy started, as we know, 110 years ago with Beatson. And to a large extent, over that first 100 years, we thought that all endocrine therapies were the same. It didn't matter whether you give tamoxifen or megase or menagotethamide, it was the side effect profiles. The third generation aromatase inhibitors came in, and now we know that not all endocrine agents are the same. And those studies were only published 10 years ago, 1996 was the first publication. Since then, two fulvestrants come out, and we know now that not all anti-estrogens are the same. So that's the second new strand of development in hormone therapy. All the other SERMs that had been done before, tamoxifen, duloxifen, idoxifen, had been exactly the same. They'd never been better than tamoxifen. But suddenly here we now get another anti-estrogen which is effective after tamoxifen. And the third new strand, as we discussed earlier in our interview, is that with Faslodex, we do see that there's possibly a dose effect here. And we've always thought of that in terms of chemotherapy or even the signal transduction inhibitors. But we've never really thought about it in terms of endocrine therapy. All the studies previously have really not shown a dose effect. And so there's a number of new concepts coming through in endocrine therapy just in 10 years. So it's a field that's, I think, rapidly changing in terms of the pillars that we used to build our endocrine sequencing and endocrine therapy on. We're seeing a lot of new information coming through, and I think it's an exciting time.